we'll come back. We're gonna play. Everyone's like, we're out of here. Oh yeah. I have this microphone today. Hello. Oh wait. Yep. Wait. No. We got this.
We totally got this. Hey. Hey. Yeah. Hey. Microphone. Microphone. Yes. Microphone. No. Microphone. Yes. Oh my God. Microphone. Yes. Amazing. Thank you for coming. Wow. This claps for you. Also, give it up for Chris Ryan Williams over here. Incredible. Laura Sofia Perez as well. The video, amazing. Really special to share the night with Cavernous Resonances. And putting out an album is the most fun thing. It's like you get to have a little birthday party for this the thing you made. So thanks for coming to the birthday party. It's really nice. We're gonna play some more. Chris is still on stage because Chris is gonna join me on this next one. And we're gonna check a thing. We love checking a thing. So the record, Daydream Observatory. I've been working on it for a number of years. It's kind of started 2023. Just like making little things, storing them away, coming back to them months later, years later, and just kind of like witnessing how a different feeling would come up. Different things that we were experiencing in terms of like the world that we live in, and just wanting to kind of seeing how these things like flicker together, where like, you know, there's always this like, there's this darkness and there's this light that we're constantly like holding at the same time. So, the record in a lot of ways has just become a way of expressing that and looking into that. And I'm just gonna take a second and be like, how are we doing? We're gonna get a thing? I'm gonna keep chatting. Okay, yeah, I'm gonna keep chatting. Has anyone been to an observatory recently? Show of hands, what do we got? Anybody, we got a shout? That's great. I went to one last year and I learned about the Crab Nebula, a couple other nebulars. There was a person in a really thick Long Island accent that kept saying nebular, and it was really special to me. It was very memorable. I can talk about, Italo Calvino. Anybody who knows? Yeah, oh yeah, all right, this is the right crowd. Okay, so part of the titling the record Daydream Observatory came out of like, I had read Mr. Palomar, which is like a late like 80s era Calvino collection of short stories. And it is also this kind of like self-reflective, like all, you know, and he also uses this like matrix concept to this logic to order all of the stories. So there's like, there are three themes, and there's three like ways in which that theme is presented in the story. I'm gonna do like a kind of half good job of doing this because I didn't like just read it, but he's like using this kind of like twisting of like how a theme and it's like the way it's communicated to create all these different stories and that hit in different ways. And so that also for me, like I got really into the idea of character alignment chart. Does anyone know character alignment charts? D&D fans in the house? Let's go. Wow, I really gotta work. This is like basically my stand-up set now. This is awesome. This is all I've ever wanted. Character alignment charts. Character alignment charts work where you have like, this is where I also need a PowerPoint, because that would be sick. Next show, PowerPoint. So it's like you have good, neutral, bad, and then you have lawful, neutral, chaotic, right? And so it's like it's like a matrix, and you have like all nine of these options. And so then I was like, in the making of this record, I was like, great, I'm just gonna have like each track fits into one of those slots. I'm like, oh, this one's like a little bit like. So what we're gonna play is more like the chaotic good, and then you'll see chaotic bad later. We're getting there. Yeah, this is great. I'm having a great time. Yeah, I'm like so in. I have no. I got more. We got a whole. There's a whole other. I didn't even make the joke I was going to make. What? Wrap it up. Are we good? We're good. Okay. Wait, I have one more thing to say though. Never have I ever thought that I would start a show by playing the same song twice, but I think it worked. You know, different vibes. Okay. Are we ready? Okay. Am I ready? That, see, now I was like, that sounds good. Hold on. Okay. You gotta listen to me talk more. Now you gotta listen to me talk while I hold stuff. This is my favorite bit. Oh, my God. You can laugh more. There we go. Oh, that's kind of, that could be a whole thing. Anyway, sorry. Okay, we're gonna play the music now. Thank you. Double duty. Double duty Chris Ryan Williams. Two shows in one night. yeah, also, that reminded me while we were playing it that that one, Sword of the Sun, is like directly lifted from the from Mr. Palmer. So there you go. Direct connection. Also, that one's about the way that when you look at the sun as it reflects off the water, how it's like it's always pointing at you. Anyway, beautiful. You'll think it next time. You'll be like, oh, wow, yeah. It's pointing at me. Like, is it pointed at everybody? Points at everybody. But it feels special. Because you're like, that sun's pointing at me. Okay. Too much talking. I'm going to play a delicate-ish one. And I'm going to play by myself. I made a solo record, and then I was like, I don't want to play solo. I want to play with my friends. It's way more fun. But it's also nice to play. Yeah, sometimes it's nice to do your own thing. This is the last track on the record, and it wasn't until I finished making it that I noticed that it's the only time on the whole record where the only thing you hear is drums. And I was like, oh, I think that's important, actually. There's something about, like, it took me making basically three records to finally be like, it just needs to be that. It can just be that. And yeah, I saw a license plate yesterday that said, do less. Just a little nugget. Lots of little nuggets on this record. Speaking of little nuggets, we're going to play another nugget. We're going to go back to movie time. I think. What did I write on my thing? On the set list. No, I think it's movie time. Okay, movie time again. This is another one. Directed, shot, colored, everything by Janae Santos. Let's watch it. Stone Eater. Thank you. Let's go. Take a little bow. Take a bow. Oh, okay, it doesn't matter. Janae did everything. Janae did literally everything for the video. Yeah. It was very special. We were in Ireland in December, and we shot those exterior shots, and Janae was so sick. And I was like, but, like, it's, like, okay, we can, like, go to, like, on a 3-hour bus ride, right? Like, you're not that sick. And you're like, I am, but I'll do it. So I'm very grateful. Okay, I'm gonna bring friends back up here. Laura and Chris are going to come up. I was going to say also that I was talking about matrices, but then that video, we both like The Matrix, the movie, because it's probably the best movie ever made. It's so good. Give it up for The Matrix. Nobody needs to do that. It's done its job. Okay, so but back on track. Dark and light. Yeah. Okay. So, it's a pleasure to play music with extremely talented friends, and I'm very inspired by both Laura Cox and Chris Williams here, and the ways that they expand, like they get into the experimental realm. They're really looking for languages, and I wanted a chance to make that kind of music with them. And I also feel like there's a way that there's something that gets to you, that a lot of my music is like playful and funny, and I'm like trying to make you laugh a little bit. And sometimes it's nice to try another thing. So this one is called Dirt Fish. Thank you. Okay, we continue on in the observatory. Yeah, wow, so fun. Wow. Music is so great. We're going to play a couple more from the record. And it's the album release show. Let's go. So I don't have the records. They are somewhere in USPS Purgatory, but I do have a number of clementines that I will be that I would like to sell to you as a way to then send you the record, as like, you know, I want to give you something. And Anna Vasquez, who's here, did the design. It's a beautiful thing. I have one that you can look at. You can look at it, you can touch it. You can. It's like, you can hang out with it for a little bit, babysit it. The album itself is this amazing bright orange that was like Anna sent to me in like an email one day and was like, what about this? And I was like, absolutely, hell yeah, it's incredible. And it looks amazing. So we have the clementines kind of get the vibe. This was a Janae idea. Janae was last night like, what have you got clementines? So we got clementines. I want to sell you a clementine. Come to the merch table. Okay, we're gonna play two more. You know, these things go by fast. But they're long. And you're gonna love it. This one's called Gaia, and then we're gonna play Four Oyster. All right. Thank you. the band. Shanae Santos. Chris Ryan Williams. Laura Cox. Ben Saradan. I'm Matt Evans. Thank you for coming to the show. You did it. You came to the show. I'm so proud of you. Should we do one more? That's pretty good. Someone was like, no, I'm gonna go, but you can go, it's okay. This one's a jam. This is from the last record called Soft Science. Speaking of, still got a couple t-shirts. Yep, thanks again. Music is great. What else was I gonna say? I don't know. Where is this on my thing? It's over here. 1, 2, 3, 4. This one's about a worm. That was exactly right. Do that again. Oh, yeah.